Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C, Ho.
Both Super Bowls, when they beat the Broncos and then they lost to the Patriots.
I know that Super Bowl must have been hard to see. Yes. 1 yard line, didn't run it in with Marshawn.
I've talked about that with too many people. It's like it's so aggravating, bro. It makes me mad to this day, bro.
Do you think Pete Carroll should have had his job the next season after that happened?
I mean, yeah, I don't. It's like I know it's like such a bad call, but it's like Pete Carroll is a good coach. Well, not on the Raiders right now, but I don't know what he is. I don't know if he's the coach or he's some other thing, but. But like he's a good coach at least on the Seahawks. But it's like after that, like it's just like everything just went to shit, bro. Like, we made the playoffs a few times, but then like we traded Russ, and then
defense went away.
Yeah, everybody got injured or they got traded and everything. Everybody started retiring. I'm like, yeah, this is that.
This is cooked.
Yeah, I'm like. Yeah, like it's everything went to shambles really fast. We're not doing bad right now. I think
you guys are doing good with Sam Darnold.
Surprisingly, I don't know how, bro, because we don't have no offensive line. And last year he played mad good with the Vikings because they have like one of the best offensive lines.
Exactly, and like you guys got Kenneth Walker, you guys got what's his name, Jackson Smith.
He's a dog. He's top five, bro.
He's top five in the league.
He's tough, bro. I'm telling
you, serious?
Yes, bro. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. DK Metcalf was holding him back. I'm telling you that.
DK Metcalf was holding him back.
Like bro. Don't
you're saying top five in the NFL or top five on the team or in the division?
He's like top five in the league, bro.
In the league.
Bro, I'm bugging.
Yes, you're bugging.
No, but he's getting up there. Like DK Metcalf, don't get me wrong. Like he was good, but like he was holding him back because like JSN, he was like he came into the league as like the number three receiver because they had Metcalf, Lockett, and I think JSN, and then Lockett went to the Titans, and then they just traded Metcalf to the
Steelers.
Metcalf was always on doing some weird stuff. Metcalf could have been way better than what he was, but I think after they traded Russ, after I know we had Russ and DK for 1 year, because I remember we went to the playoffs and I think we lost to the Eagles or we beat the Eagles.
I'm pretty sure it was 2 years though. Maybe
it was two, yeah. All I remember is that we got mad. Stuff for Russ, and he played like shit in Denver, and then what happened? Our quarterback situation was kind of bad after that. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, at least it's very recently, and you guys got a rookie, Jalen Milroe. He's athletic as hell.
Yeah,
you guys can use.
Yeah, he needs some tooling though, cause he reminds me of like Lamar Jackson when he like first came in the league.
He did not have the throwing.
Yeah, like Lamar Jackson now, like he's a really, really good passer now. But like when he came to the league, he was like primarily a runner, and his like accuracy was like a little iffy. And when I see Jalen Milroe, like I think exactly of like, what year did it was 2018 Lamar Jackson got drafted?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just reminds me of 2018 Lamar Jackson. But it's good because he's in a similar situation as Lamar. He's behind Sam Darnold's like...
He's young, but like he's still a veteran.
He's older than him. So he gets to sit behind him. He kind of gets to, you know, learn, like, before, and just, like, Lamar, you know, Lamar was behind, I think, Flacco before he, like, I don't know what happened. He just, like, got traded. He's old as hell. Man. I don't know how he's still in the league, but, yeah, I feel like he needs, like, a year, maybe two, because I feel like we're going to keep Darnold. If they continue to play as good as they're playing right now, they're going to keep Darnold for, like, at least another year or two, because they signed him to like a 4-year, like they gave him a whole lot of money. But I don't blame him, because he had a good year last year. I mean, even though they lost in the first round of the playoffs pretty bad.
They didn't even make it. They lost four games.
Not the Vikings. They was like 13-4.
Oh, you're talking about. Never mind. I thought you were talking about college. But yeah, like the Viking, like with Sam Darnold, like he did win a lot of games. Right, they lost first round of the playoffs, of course, but. At the same time, I kind of put that more on the offensive line.
I think he got carried mainly because his team, his offensive line, he has like the best receiver in the league.
Yes.
Like I feel like don't get me wrong, but he's not a bad quarterback.
Yeah.
But like I kind of said that about Seattle. I thought he was gonna play like ass, just because we haven't had an offensive line since God knows when. Our offensive line has been like the one thing on our offense that like we just don't know how to figure it out. And it was very noticeable last year when we had Geno Smith. Even though Geno Smith played pretty good, but he was always under pressure. And you see him now on the Raiders, he's playing like ass. He has like 10 interceptions. It's like
week. You serious?
Yes, and it's like, it's what week is it? Like week, like 8?
Week, is it a week 8?
Week 8, no.
Week, not. Nah. I think like it's week like
week 5 or 6? Yeah, six, and yeah. He has 10 interceptions. And the Raiders suck. The Raiders' only promise is Ashton Jeanty. And he's not even playing that good because they don't have an offensive line.
True.
Their offensive line is worse than the Seattle Seahawks offensive line last year. That's why Geno was playing so bad.
That's why I kind of question why they took Ashton Jeanty, because, yeah, he's a good running back. But without a good offensive line, he's not going to do good. It's like Saquon in New York, yeah. And then as soon as he goes to Philly, boom, 2000, breaks out. 2K.
This is crazy. I mean,
2K.
He ain't playing that good this year, but.
It's the
Eagles. Their team is like they got
a bunch of people.
Yeah, they overpowered. They'll figure it out.
They will.
I feel like the Raiders probably just drafted him from upside. It's like the season he had with Boise State. Even though Boise State's division is kind of like ass.
Yes.
But like still, like he carried them to the playoffs. You know, they lost to Penn State. I don't remember. Yeah, they lost in the first round. But like he literally was. The offense of that team, like
without, he was the team,
and now they have some other guy. They have some other running back on Boise State who's playing just as good as Ashton Jeanty was last year. So I don't know what it is. Just like Boise State, has like the best running backs in like college football. It's just like I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the offensive line or it's just.
Don't they play in the Mountain West?
Yeah, they do. That's why. Their division is also just not good. It's really not good. That great.
Compared to the SEC and Big Ten, but
yeah, like. I mean it's not, but I mean still, like it's he still put up stats, like no matter even if his like his, I mean he still played like ranked opponents. He didn't play that many, but I know he played Oregon, even though they lost. I'm trying to remember who else they played. I was watching Colorado all of last year because
Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, I was, that was me and my whole friend group, because I don't know why we're all obsessed with Shedeur Sanders.
Even though he fell all the way to the fifth round.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, it don't make no sense, bro.
It's crazy that the Saints took a guy that I never heard of him.
He's like 24. He's super old.
Bro, I'm pretty sure he's the last player drafted in the 90s ever.
That dude
is old.
Bro, like he spent that can't even be 4 years of college. If he was
six plus years in college, yeah, I think.
I can understand why it took him, maybe because like he's old and like he's mature, so he has a good grasp of like what an NFL quarterback should be like. But like, bro,
at the same time, you got Shedeur Sanders, who is 10 times better than him.
Yeah, it's like what are we even doing? Even if like he's not like maybe he's not 10 times better than him right now. Like I feel like his upside. Like I feel like I should have took it. It's like yeah, team sucks anyway. It's like. There's no harm in taking a, I don't know how old he is, like a 20-year-old quarterback and getting him to at least like be a serviceable quarterback. Like the other guy's name, I don't even know if he's playing.
I don't think he's playing.
I think I don't know.
Spencer Rattler, I think, is the QB, unless he got injured. But just don't understand.
And
it,
he's been bouncing. Well, maybe not around the league. I know he's on the Falcons, but he wasn't. I don't think he was playing that much. Then they traded him because they went to go get Kirk Cousins, and then they drafted
Michael Penix.
The guy with the that guy. The guy will never take off his durag. That's the only way I remember him.
That he never takes off a durag.
Yeah,
ever.
Just. You probably don't know.
You see my head. What?
No, come on, Jack. Man, I hear mad stories about what is his name? Falcons quarterback. What is it?
Michael Penix?
Oh, Penix. That's his name. Penix. Yeah, I be hearing stories about he be getting a shower, he don't take his durag off. I'm be like,
oh my god, that's crazy.
He be going to, well, I mean, that's obviously crazy. People go to sleep with his durag. I'm like, bro, come on, bro. Like, what you got hiding in it? He probably don't have no hairline today.
You never seen him without his durag off?
I probably looked it up and I probably saw it, but you probably don't got no hairline or something.
It's kind of back there. I saw a picture without, you know, the durag on.
It's just a little pushback.
Yeah, it's a little bit pushback. Not too bad, bro, but he never takes
young, bro. Off. He should have a nice, crisp, straight hairline. Like,
bro, let's be honest, bro. LeBron didn't even have a good hairline at the time, bro. Come on. Some people just don't got it like that.
Now he don't got no hair, bro. He like 45. You saw the second decision thing, bro?
Insane, bro. Everybody thought that it was the end. We thought, this is over.
I knew it wasn't, because I knew.
How?
I just knew it was. I knew it was either going to be. I knew it was going to be an ad, but I didn't know what ad it was going to be, because I looked it up and it was either going to be an Amazon Prime ad, because.
But you already did one earlier this year, I thought.
No, the Amazon Prime Day was like these, like the, I think it was Monday and Tuesday, and I think the decision was this Monday or maybe Sunday. I don't remember. But I'm like, there's no way he's like retiring, bro. Even if he was retiring, I know he wouldn't retire this season.
But it's year 23. You know, All-Star Game is in Los Angeles.
I think he's gonna. I think
maybe wait for his son. Maybe that's the only reason.
He literally said he's not waiting for him.
Exactly. So, like, what else do you need to do?
I think he's gonna retire next year. I feel like he's gonna retire. Nah, but I don't know. Because I feel like they're gonna do the same thing with Bryce. They're gonna do the same thing they did with Bronny. Like, they're gonna. Maybe not the Lakers are gonna try to draft him, but, like. Because obviously, if LeBron said he's gonna wait for his son to get in the league, then they might try to draft him. Because that's kind of what they did with Bronny. But, like, he fell, like, super far. And he's not, like, he's not terrible. He needs some work, but he's not awful. But I feel like Bron is probably going to retire. He's going to have his whole little retirement tour and everything. And farewell then tour. Bryce is probably going to come in the league. Well,
I honestly think that he's not anywhere near Bronny's level or any, like, NBA level.
I don't think he's going to get to the league unless, like Bron, like, just, like, becomes the GM and just, like,
just says, bring him here. Yeah, I don't care.
Because because he's not as good as Bronny. Like, even... Mm-hmm. Even after Bronny had his cardiac arrest, the whole thing, I still don't think he's better than him. Like, Bronny in high school was like
top 30 in the nation.
Yeah, he was like actually ranked. Like, and I'm pretty sure he was a 5-star recruit. I'm pretty sure
4 or 5-star recruit.
Something like that. And I think Bronny's like not Bronny. I think Bryce is like 3 or maybe 4. I mean, he got to Arizona, so he's probably a 4-star.
True, but like that also means that was probably his best option on the table too.
Yeah, because Bronny went to USC.
Exactly. I mean,
he barely played, but like, to be fair, he had the cardiac arrest thing.
So. But he had like 5 points in college too. I still didn't think he was ready.
I think he should have spent one more year in college and then got drafted this year.
Mm-hmm.
Probably would have got drafted a little higher, or he could have got drafted in a similar spot, but just been like way more like NBA ready. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like Bron just wanted like just him to be on the team that bad.
I think he just wanted a record, honestly. Be like, yo, I played with my son.
I mean, he was gonna play with one of his sons. I knew it was gonna happen, just because like I knew he gonna play till he like 45, because like, you know, he got the best trainers ever, and like he playing like he's like in his 30s and he's 40 something, bro.
Bro, he's been golfing more than ever now. I wouldn't say that right now. Because he looks like he's ready to be done. I haven't seen him in the gym all offseason. I'm not going to lie. Maybe that's because he's been more private, but, like, bro. I can't name a time.
He was busy getting on Kai Stream, bro, cutting his hair off, bro.
Cutting his dreads off. Yeah. Now he looks like Diddy.
I'm not going to lie, he low-key do. My friends can tell me that. I'll be like, no, he don't. And I'll be like, wait. Oh,
look at him with the suit on, too.
Yeah, he low-key kind of look like him. Now he don't want to play in the preseason because he got some weird thing going.
I don't know. I think it's like groin or like back. I don't even know.
Yes, yeah. Something strange. That's not normal. But I'm like, all right, whatever. Just because I didn't draft my fantasy. I didn't want to. I always draft LeBron in fantasy. But I'm, bro.
It's getting to that point where it's just like you can't depend on it because I can't name the last time he's played 82 games. He said last year that he wants to play all 82.
I think the last time he played 82 was probably
2018.
I don't even think he played 82. I think he played like 80 or like 81. He probably took like a game off or like I don't know something. But I mean he always plays like at least like 65 games, except for.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
His first year in LA, but that was because like he like had a... That was like his big injury. It was that year, and then... 2021, after they won a chip, when fucking Solomon Hill, bro, nigga, jumped to his ankle and yeah. Cause you about to win MVP. I don't even want to think about that.
He should have won more MVPs, though. But
what can you do? It is what it is, bro. They don't want to see it. They don't want to see him better than Jordan, bro. That's why.
Better than Jordan? You think he's better than Jordan?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. You're serious? Yeah. Why? Because. That's kind of crazy. All my old subscribers are going to be like, what is he talking about? All right, we need to hear this.
Here's my argument. So I know a lot of people immediately, when they think Jordan is better, they're like, oh, 6-0 in the finals, or LeBron's 4-10 or whatever. But I'm like, it's like, that's just like, everybody says that. But you got to dive deep. Like, you got to remember, LeBron went to 10 straight finals. 10! No one's ever done it
in a Eastern Conference that's not as skilled as the Western Conference, they said.
I mean, the Eastern Conference, like, earlier on in his, like, when he was on the Heat, he had the Celtics. They were fairly new big three. You got Garnett, you got Rondo, you got Pierce, you got Allen. Like, all he had was really just him, Wade, and Bosh. And then as his time went on in the Heat, Wade had mad injuries. Like I can't remember all the injuries he had, but Wade was getting way worse in the playoffs. So it was really just Bron and Bosh, and Bosh was getting old too.
Wade was getting old too, though.
Yeah, Wade had injuries on top of injuries, and so it was really just Bron. And like you know, he had good Eastern opponents. He had the Pacers. Like it was like 2013, I think. We had the Bulls, but that was like after D Rose tore his whole.
Even then, the Bulls didn't stand a chance with them. I'll be honest.
I feel like the Bulls would have beat them like one year. Like really? I think the year that D Rose tore his ACL, I feel like they could have beat the Heat. If not that year, one of the years. Because if D Rose doesn't tear his ACL, he's like gonna be a top five PG for like at least a decade.
True. I don't know when that happened, though. What year did that happen?
He tore his ACL 2011.
2011? I thought they went to the finals that year. Don't you mean the years before?
I think he tore his ACL. I'm trying to remember. I think it was 2011, 2012 season.
Oh.
Because he wins MVP. And then he tears ACL. That's
In 2011. It must be a different timeline, bro. Because there's no way that happened.
Because Bron goes to the Heat.
In 2011.
His first D Rose wins the MVP. A season 2011-2012, and tears the ACL the same year. In the playoffs, first round of the playoffs against the Sixers.
I thought Bron won MVP that year.
Bron won.
He won at least two.
He won two before that. He won the two before that, and then Rose won it, and then he won the two after that. So he could have had five in a row. He should have had five in a row, and two DPOIs.
I don't know. I guess they just fought freaking.
It was voters. For the MVP, it was voters fatigue. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. D-Rose had a really, really good year. Like, he led the Bulls with, like, I think it was the first seed.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I still think Bron had, like, they just didn't want to give him another MVP. Because imagine him having five. If he had five straight MVPs and, like, the amount of, like, second place finishes he had 2018, 2020 when he won a chip, like, bro.
He should have won it in 2018. I don't care what anybody says. She should have won.
Giannis deserved that.
No, it, bro, that was James Harden's year, 2018. You're talking about 2020, but
I'm bugging.
But like, whatever. But I still feel like he's up there. But back to our conversation about Jordan, bro. Like, have you? I just don't know, man. I have them both here at one A, one B. They're like the same to me.
I'm not gonna lie, I feel like for me, like, it's also just the fact that I've actually seen LeBron, like, play, like, my whole life, too. And I feel like that plays a factor, but not, like, a complete factor. Like, I'm not going to say, like, I think LeBron better because I never watched Michael Jordan a day in my life. But, like, I feel like the accolades, like, the longevity, like, I feel like there's, like, a lot of things that take him over the top. But, like, I think it's a very, very, very close argument because, like, Jordan is probably the best scorer, like, ever. He had 30 points per average for his whole career.
Mm-hmm.
Even with his 2 years that he spent in Washington, where he averaged 20, but he didn't average 30.
He clearly wasn't in his prime anymore. But.
Yeah, I mean, he has his fake DPOY, which he should have won because
you really don't think he should have won that?
Do you see? You saw these inflated his stats and everything.
I know, but like I thought he led the entire league in blocks that year. Did he not?
Nah, definitely not in that era. Well, all them centers that was in that era, you got Hakeem.
You'd be surprised at his vertical, bro.
No, don't get me wrong. Like, I know Michael Jordan is a better defender than LeBron. Like, I fully agree that. I don't think he should have won a okay. Even if Michael Jordan deserves a DPOY, I think LeBron definitely should have at least one.
He should. He got robbed.
Maybe in 2012. Maybe two. I think he definitely should have won the year Marc Gasol won it. I don't know how he didn't win it. Marc Gasol
He didn't even make first or second team. Did he make second team?
Marc Gasol made second team, but that doesn't make... If you won DPOY, you should be on the first team. That doesn't even make any sense. So he definitely should have won that year. And then the year that Tyson Chandler won, which I think was 2011 or 2012. Yeah, I think it was his first year when he was on the Heat. I think he should have won too. Because when he was on the Heat, he was like probably the best wing defender in the league, or like top five.
He was just athletic as hell, and he actually knew how to play defense.
Like even when he was on Cleveland, like I guess this is more later years, like his like two MVP years in Cleveland before he went to the Heat. Like he probably could, well maybe he was still like one of the best wing defenders in the league. So I think he should definitely have more than four MVPs. I think he should at least have one DPOY.
Uh huh. Fair.
And. Like chips, like I feel. I'm. This is so. This, he. I mean, he obviously sold in 2011.
Because against the Dallas Mavericks, that's the reason why Stephen A. Smith doesn't give him the crown, bro. He's like, look at 2011 against the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, I can't blame him because like Michael Jordan had never really had like that bad of a final support performance. Like he had, I know. I guess the Sonics, like he. He played, like, first three games, he was, like, probably averaging, like, 30, something like he always did.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, like, he kind of started playing, like, kind of buns because they kind of just knew. They kind of figured out how to guard him. Because, mind you, they have Gary Payton, who's, like, the best guard defender probably of all time.
But that wasn't the case with Dallas. Who the hell was guarding LeBron?
I don't know. Well, I mean, somebody was guarding him, but I don't know. He just, it's like, he just folded, bro. Like,
Jason Kidd? Like, who's guarding him?
Yeah, Jason Terry was outplaying him. Jason Terry, like, yeah. Like, his first finals he went to when he was on Cleveland, like, he also played really bad, but it was like his fourth year in
the league. And he was going up against the Spurs, bro.
Yeah, like, and his team was like just buns. So yeah. like it was literally just LeBron versus like the entire Spurs team. They were literally leaving him wide open, and he wasn't hitting. But it was just like the Spurs game plan was just to make sure LeBron just does not like get hot and does not score. And that's why they lost, because everybody else on the team is buns.
Could you even name another person on that team? I mean, one I can name is Matthew Dellavedova.
Nah, no, that's the later Cavs years. That's like,
oh, that's later.
Yeah, like,
or like old Shaq. I think old Shaq was on that team. He's got to be. In 2007, he was on that team.
No, he was on the Cavs I think LeBron's last year in Cleveland before he went to Miami, or the second to last year in Cleveland. It was one of his MVP years. I think the year he went to the finals, they had Zydrunas Ilgauskas, but he was old. Who else did they have? I don't remember.
I can't name another person.
That's the main person I remember, because he was Zydrunas Ilgauskas was on that team like since like he had got drafted, and I think like maybe I think he left or retired like right before he went to Miami, but like because he was like before LeBron got drafted, like he was like really good. But like he just got old, and then like the team never really got any better. Mm-hmm. They signed old Shaq, who didn't really do anything. He was fat and old. So I mean, yeah, it's like there's like LeBron, his first finals, I can't really blame him, but it's like 2011, it's like
that you was, had no excuses.
That was all his, like, it was all him. Like,
all the odds were in his favor, man. Like, they were favored to win that series.
They had he had a prime D Wade who hadn't really had any injury issues yet. Not prime Chris Bosh, because I think prime because Chris Bosh was Toronto. When he was Toronto, but this was still like eight. You can give you 18 and like 9 a game, in like a block and a half, and their supporting cast was like.
Yeah. Mediocre.
Yeah, Udonis Haslam, but it was.
I mean, yeah, I think Mario Chalmers and Ray Allen came later.
Yeah, those were like the last. Mario Chalmers, I think, was on the team like after that year.
Ray Allen came 2013.
Yeah, after the Heat beat the Celtics, he's like, nah, I'm going to win myself a chip. And he hits that shot, and they win the chip,
which is crazy. So he's
like, oh, LeBron only won that chip because of Rihanna. Like,
legacy
no.
saved. No, they called no.
No, just mm-hmm. because LeBron just so happened to miss a three, Bosh gets the rebound, Rihanna hits a three, doesn't mean he saved the legacy. Like,
I don't take that in the debate. And
some people do. I don't know why.
But the reason why is because nobody talks about MJ passing to Steve Kerr. I think it's the '96 finals. I think it's 96 miles. Don't quote me on that. But one of those finals where he passed to Steve Kerr and he made the shot. And nobody talks about that at all.
That's what I'm saying.
That's unfair to say.
That's why LeBron's a GOAT. That's why LeBron's a GOAT. Bro, he is the youngest player to hit 1K, 2K, 3K, 4K, 5K. Bro,
but that's because he didn't go to college, bro.
Bro, it don't matter. It don't matter. He's the youngest to hit every 1,000 milestone points. Every milestone till 40K, no one else has 40K. Nobody else. He is the GOAT. He has 40K points, 10K rebounds, 10K assists. Who else is doing that?
Will Chamberlain.
Let me cook real quick.
Because I'm telling you right now, LeBron may be the youngest, but the person to do it in the shortest amount of time to get to 5K, 10K, 15K, you know what I saw? Wilt Chamberlain.
You didn't see Wilt Chamberlain.
Exactly.
I wasn't alive. There's no footage or anything.
But you can't deny the statistics. Of course, he played in a different era, but I'm just saying, if he's that dominant in that time, you got to acknowledge it at least.
If you want, let's talk about.
I'm not saying he's the greatest of all time. I'm just saying
because Will is a mystery. He's not even real half the time, bro.
Not even.
They got mad footage of him playing basketball in random games, but they don't got no footage of his 100-point game. They got a random picture with him with a paper on his hand with the word, not the word, the number 100 on it, but they don't got no footage. No footage! Make that make sense. Make that make sense.
It might
He's
not
a
be,
mystery. Listen, He's a mystery. He's not real.
No, listen, bro. It's possible because of the fact that he was the best player on his team during that era, obviously, and they were going up against a much weaker team than them. So, bro, it's possible. Although I don't know why the hell they haven't released the footage at all yet, but I do feel like you can't deny it. All the things that he did, this man is the only player I think ever to average 50 points per game in the single season.
He is, apparently.
Are you, like, bro?
Apparently. But, like, he was that That's dominant. Kind of mean. He was that dominant, but he couldn't beat Bill Russell. He couldn't beat him. He only has, what, 2 rings? And one of them was when he was with the overpowered Lakers and he was old. Like, if he was that dominant, he should have 11 rings, just like Bill Russell. Just like him. Well, maybe not 11, because the Celtics were like...
Well, good. Bill Russell and the Celtics were no match. Like, they were dominant.
Their whole team was good. But still, like he if he was that dominant, like, bro, he averaged 50 points, and God knows how many rebounds he averaged. God knows how many, well, blocks weren't recorded back then. But still, mm-hmm. God knows how many blocks he was averaging, like... And he didn't win MVP that year. Bill Russell won MVP. Make that make sense.
Record.
Make
that,
bro, listen. That year, Oscar Robertson averages a triple-double. Bill Russell averages whatever he averages. Will averages 50 points and, like, 30 rebounds. And Bill Russell wins the MVP.
I guess stats weren't, like, taken too deep into consideration during that time. I think that's why. They saw, like, oh, Bill Russell and the Celtics, they're doing so good. It's all because of Bill. Give him the MVP. I guess voters' fatigue was even existing back then. Right. So,
bro,
I don't know.
Any basketball before, like, the 70s, or maybe any basketball in, like, the 60s is not real, bro.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Any basketball
is not real.
1960 before then doesn't exist. I refuse. There's no footage.
No Jerry West. No freaking
Jerry West,
Bill Walton.
Jerry West. Well, Bill Walton was 70.
Was he 70s?
Yeah, he was. I think he got drafted like 69, but he.
But Jerry West was just before.
But Jerry West is just. He was just an inefficient white shooter who lost. He lost.
Bro,
he went to the finals 9 times.
And he won Finals MVP when he lost. That's only person ever.
Bro, but he lost like 9 times. Bro, he. He was that good, apparently, but he was just an inefficient shooter in a league where nobody was even shooting the damn ball. So it's like, how are you shooting that much and nobody else shoot it? You can't even hit a shot. Like,
I don't know, man. I guess teams were just – there was just one big super team during that time,
yeah,
I guess.
It's Celtics, and then that's it. Bill Russell retired, and then, like – Kareem came out of nowhere, and then it just started sky hooking everywhere, and then Michael Jordan came out of nowhere. No,
hey, go
Michael
Magic Jordan. Johnson.
Magic Johnson, then Larry Bird.
Then
they
Michael
started
Jordan.
Doing stuff. Then Michael Jordan, and then Nicole LeBron just took over the league for the last 20 years.
Wow. No Kobe, no Tim Duncan.
Yeah, it's just LeBron.
Just LeBron. You know, I have a hot take that I want you to hear, actually. I think that Tim Duncan should be in the conversation of the greatest basketball player ever.
Nah.
No, why not? Bro,
he's
let
not
me,
even,
the
not
resume.
He's not even top
But bro, not, do you see the resume?
No. Okay. Let me.
Five-time champ. You do know that Ray Allen is the reason why he doesn't have six chips, right? And you do realize that he won Finals MVP for over four of those chips, which right, is right me, now more than LeBron does currently, all right, let me the same.
Let me rephrase. Okay, don't get me wrong. He's the best power forward ever, and he's like, he's definitely like, I think he's like, I would say he's top. Like
top 10?
No, definitely top 10. I think he's like, I'm trying to cut it down a little bit more. I think he's like top like 6, like 5 or 6, I think. Like, I think my list, I think, is Bron, Jordan, Kareem. Like, that is the unchangeable top 3. Like,
which is
like,
fair.
And then,
this I would is say, kind of where you put like different players of your
team. Yeah, I would say probably Magic, Bird, and then Tim. I think that three from like 4 to 6 is like you can kind of just like mix it around.
Yeah.
Like. But like anything before that, I feel like it's just like it's like you have like Hakeem, you have Shaq, you have Bill Russell, Wilt, Curry, KD. Like there's like anything before like maybe 8, and you got Kobe too. Well,
and Shaq.
Kobe's interesting. I feel like Kobe's top 10, but he's like, I feel like Kobe's like 8.
He's 7 or 8 in my mind.
Yeah, I feel like
1 or 2.
He's not better than Timmy. I think Kobe and Shaq are like right next to each other. I think if Kobe's like 8, Shaq is like 9. But I think Kobe is better than
Shaq. I think Shaq is better than...
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, Kobe has more rings.
He has more rings. They have the same amount of MVPs. Well, they only have one. Shaq doesn't have any DPOYs.
True.
Kobe has longevity, even though his longevity didn't. It was kind of whack.
20 years.
He got injured and everything. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like my top 3 is, like, solidified. Uh-huh. 4 through 6 is, like kind of solidified, but like I can understand if you kind of mix those 3, but then like anything before that is kind of like free game. It's like you, everyone kind of has their fair argument. Like some people put Curry in like 7. I'm like, okay. I mean, I can't blame you. Yes.
I have Curry at 9.
I think Curry's like at the brink of the top 10. He's like 10 or like 9. KD is like right outside 10. I feel like
I don't think he's top 10, man. He's top 15 or 20 maybe, but
he's definitely 5th. It's like I feel like if he wins like at least one more, it would be better if he would have won one more ring like when he was in OKC. But it's like now it's like he hasn't won a ring since 18.
I mean, this is his best shot to do it right now with the Rockets, but, like, at the same
time. We said this with the Nets.
5+ years.
We basically said this with the Suns, too. Now he's on the Rocket, but he's, like, he's getting old. So it's like, will the ring even, like, mean that much anymore? It's like, obviously, not obviously, but it's like, if he wins a ring, I assume he wins Finals MVP. But, like, it's like, because the two rings that he has, like, he absolutely cooked. They cooked them, like
yeah.
But like the Cavs were also like, with that, like besides LeBron, like they were kind of like
bad.
First year they beat them. They have Kyrie, but it's like it's just Kyrie and Bron. It's 18. Mm-hmm. It's just Bron and like I said,
that greatest carry job ever. Bro.
So it's just like even with the super team, KD cooks. So which is why I feel like his two rings with the Warriors is like. It's like he didn't carry them, but he definitely like led the way in the finals. Like he averaged like almost 35 probably in both final series with Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. I can't say Boogie because they lost that year and then tears Achilles. But
I still don't respect those rings. I don't.
I feel like they're almost like bandwagon rings. But like, they almost they should have went to the finals. when they what year they were up 3-1 against the Warriors.
The Warriors 2016.
They should have
choked that.
They did choke that, and then after I kind of see like why KD left. It's like we just had a 3-1 lead and then we lost.
But that was a sneak move.
But then going to the team that they lost to was like
snake, bro.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Snake, bro. But that's what he is.
Hey man, he got what he wanted. He got his 2 rings. Or he probably should have got 3 if they don't, you know, just collapse in 2019 with injuries and everything.
You see his pattern though? Like ever since he left the Warriors, he's trying to go ring chasing. Like, oh shoot, me Kyrie gonna go cook in Brooklyn. James Harden coming, we good too. I just saw the Phoenix Suns go to the NBA Finals the year before. Let me come in and mess that up. Actually, the Houston Rockets are looking good right now. Let me go to their team. You know what I mean? It's the cycle is just bad.
The Houston Rockets, like that move, like I feel like was like the least like bandwagon because the Rockets haven't like they've been getting better because but they have a young team, so it's like he can like almost be like a mentor and everything. But like all the other ones, it's like they had like solidified like superstars and everything. So I kind of saw those as like. Well, not the Nets, because I'm a Nets fan. I was so happy when they got them until like they didn't do anything.
Yeah,
bro, I'm like the Nets should have won the championship.
Put it on the line. sorry, trauma. I know, but so
we had KD, Kyrie,
James Harden, deep bench, and you guys still didn't do anything.
And he was. It's like one thing about KD, like he is going to perform in the playoffs. He will perform on play. Well, I guess more recently, like, he's been not as good, but he's getting old. But, like, bro, on the Nets, bro, he was cooking. He had a 47-point triple-double with KD. Not with KD. With Kyrie and James Harden. Like, that three, like, I don't know how they don't win the chip. Like, if James Harden doesn't – I think he messed up his hamstring. Mm-hmm. And if Kyrie doesn't – roll his ankle against the Milwaukee Bucks. I feel like Giannis did that shit on purpose. I'm mad at him for that. But anyways, if those would happen, they're beating the Bucks. Who's the Bucks beating the conference finals? Bucks. I'm trying to remember.
In what year? What
year was that? Not 2019-20 because he's injured. I think it's 2021, 2022. Yeah, I think so.
Don't remember. Maybe it's the Atlanta Hawks. I don't know. Like, because I'm thinking like 2021. Oh, that's when Ben Simmons like choked.
Because 2019, 2020, he's out for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
He comes back, but it's just KD and Kyrie. I think. Right? Yes, because that's the year the Lakers win a chip,
uh-huh.
And Harden was still on the Rockets. So it's 2020, 2021.
Uh huh.
Where they trade for Harden. Oh, my gosh. And then they didn't even
play 20 games with each other.
Oh, yeah, because Kyrie didn't want to get the damn vaccine because he was being a weirdo about it. His whole Earth is flat, whatever the hell. But, like, when they played good. Like,
the few games
they played together in the regular season that year, they looked amazing. Like, They had old Blake Griffin who was dunking and everything after he didn't dunk for mad long.
You got DeAndre Jordan.
He was a little old, but like their bench was like it was deep. Solid. They had LaMarcus Aldridge who was also old. Mind just like there's a trend. They have a lot of old big men.
Yeah.
But like they weren't ass old big men. They were like serviceable big men. So
like veteran players.
Yeah, exactly. So it wasn't just like the big three just carrying them the whole way. Like they still had. Like players who were like decent enough. Spencer Dinwiddie, who was a good guard off the bench, and then they get hit with injuries, bro. And then KD has to carry, and he did. And then they lose in Game 7.
That foot on the line, bro, was like the fall off. Everything from there went downhill.
I remember watching that live, and I was probably like just so sad. I saw it, the shot went in, and I'm thinking they have the lead, and then. They just don't.
And they lost. I'm pretty sure they lost the game. And then
they lose in overtime. So
lose the series, and then after that, they just blew it all up, and then the team has been trash ever
since. Yeah, because they traded for bum-ass Ben Simmons, and he didn't do shit.
Nothing. I don't know why they did that.
Oh, my back hurt. Come back.
Every year.
Averages like 7 points a game.
And he acts like in the offseason, oh, I'm shooting.
I'm shooting. I'm this happens better. Every year, and he never shoots in a game. So it's like, he baited us, bro. We should have. If we would have traded for Ben, I don't know why we traded James Harden for Ben Simmons. And I assume you got like picks and it's probably some other players.
You did get a lot of picks for it, but like.
Yeah, but then we traded them all away to. No. The Nets have a lot of picks because we traded KD and we got more picks from the Suns.
And you guys traded Kyrie for like a first round pick.
And then we traded Mikal Bridges to the Knicks for like 5 first round picks, which was we fleeced
very good.
We fleeced,
the hell out of them.
But now our team is ass. We have Michael Porter Jr. who's going to be Michael Porter Jr.
Not
and Cam Thomas.
Two
players who do not pass the ball. It's gonna be ISO Cam Thomas ISO one play. Next play, Michael Porter Jr. ISO, and that's just going to be the whole season.
I know that point guard's going to be pissed, bro.
I don't even know who our point guard is, bro.
It doesn't matter.
It's just Cam Thomas and Michael Porter Jr., and that's it, bro. They are the team.
They are the team. Hey, I'm just saying, in New York, it's incredible, because I'm a Knicks fan, respectfully.
Oh, I'm a Knicks fan, too.
We should have won last year. Stupid Tyrese Haliburton and the Indiana Pacers, bro. That's BS. That shot, you saw that shot that went in, that bounced off the back rim and in. I was like, what?
Tyrese Haliburton, not even just him. The Indiana Pacers were on some like devilish, like sorcery, wizardry shit last playoffs. I don't know what they were on. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't know what happened, bro. And then obviously they ran out and Tyrese sacrificed his Achilles and then they still lost. But like, bro, that was insane, bro. Like when they beat, cause like first round they beat the Bucks. I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But like, mind you, they don't have Dame because he tears his Achilles. So I'm like, okay, like I can get it. The Bucks have kind of been mid since they won their chip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right. Then they beat the Cavs, who I'm a Mitchell fan, and I was mad they lost because the Cavs haven't made the conference finals. Since LeBron was there.
Mm-hmm.
And their team has been good for the last, like 3-4 years.
True. They had the best record in the league last year, too.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, bro. He hits that step back 3 over Ty Jerome in game, I think, 3 or 4 or something like that. I'm like, all right, yeah, we're about to lose. Then they beat the Knicks, and I'm like, oh, it's getting real.
I just couldn't believe it.
And then I'm like, well, because I was already surprised the Knicks. Well, Tatum tears his Achilles too. So I'm like, after that, I kind of was like, the Knicks are probably gonna win. But if Jason Tatum tears Achilles, I think the Knicks might have actually lost.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, they had the better team, so I'm gonna give it that.
Yeah, but I don't actually know. Because even after Jason Tatum tears Achilles, I'm like, okay, the Celtics could still win. Are they going to? Probably not. Just because, like, they just lost their best player.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the Pacers, I'm like, because I knew the Pacers and the Knicks were going to be a good series no matter what. And then the Pacers just go into Madison Square Garden.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And they just, Tyrese Haliburton just hits that shot and just
embarrassed.
That shot was generally like insanity, bro. Like the whole play was just, I'm trying to, like, what happened? He's about to drive. He turns around, just runs to the three-point line.
And just shoots and just throws quick. It up,
bounces like so high off the back rim, and just drops in, bro. And he hits the I'm like, bro, this got real. I'm telling you, bro, there's some devilish shit, bro. Like, I don't know what the Pacers did, bro. Like,
Witchcraft. That's what they did. That's what they did.
Like, I don't, like, bro, I'm like, what is going on, bro? What?
And then our players just suddenly forgot how to play basketball. Karl Anthony Towns can't guard anyone. And then you got Mikal Bridges just bricking. I mean, he did good defensively. But, like, our players just forgot how to play rare positions.
I'm so happy.
Like, what?
I'm so happy the Nets traded Mikal Bridges. Everybody was like, oh, he could be a number one option. I'm like, please trade him. Trade him before he gets bad. And we...
You got
the,
bad.
The Knicks, I mean, I'm not surprised because, like, the whole Villanova, like, well, I guess they don't have Dante DiVincenzo anymore. But
they traded him.
It would have been crazy if they had Dante, Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson, and Mikal Bridges all on the same team. Like, the chemistry is just – that's just, like – that's, like, peak chemistry. And then you have Cat. Well, I guess it doesn't have anything to do with Villanova. But still, like, Cat was playing out of his mind last year, too. First year on the Knicks, like, I low-key thought he was going to be buns, but he was
surprisingly good.
He was low key frying. At least in the regular season. The playoffs, he kind of fell off. But I'm not surprised because he barely went to the playoffs. I think he went to the playoffs for the first time, like Ant's first year in the league, and then mm-hmm. his second year. But like he was just playing kind of mid. But
playing mid.
I'm ready for this season. This NBA season is gonna be a good one.
I'm
ready.
We won't have the Celtics. We won't have the Pacers to worry about. I'm just thinking the Eastern Conference is wide open right now because Dame left Milwaukee. I talked about all those injuries that we just had. Yeah. Who's going to be our competitor?
It's like the Bucks are going to be honest. Giannis is going to have to carry if he wants to. Like
they're still not beating the Knicks. I don't care.
Unless Giannis
Cat could
just
play terrible defense and they could still win the game.
Not even he can. Like, he will. Can't play.
He will, but still, Jalen Brunson will bring us air, bro. I refuse to believe the Knicks will not make it out of the Eastern Conference this year.
I mean, they do have a new coach now too because they fired Tibbs. So I wonder how that whole rotation thing is going to go. Because obviously
their bench is going to play. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know that. Well, I would hope so. I hope they don't get another coach that's just like Tibbs and they just don't play the bench. Because I'm like, their bench is good. They just signed. Jordan Clarkson, they signed the guy off the Sixers. I can't remember his name. The guy that dunked on LeBron in the Olympics. Yabu something.
I forgot his name.
I don't know his full name. But, they have a bench. They had a bench last year. It's just that they just never
been utilized.
Use it.
And that's the reason why our starters get hurt and tired.
Yeah.
And so we play bad.
It's either going to go bad just because they're so used to playing so much and, like, it just might be a weird adjustment or it might go really, really good because then their bench pieces can actually, like, produce and then their stars can actually, like, sit and they can come back during crucial moments, not, like, gas because they've been playing the whole game. Like, Josh Hart, like, I think he just does it for a living, so it's just, like, he doesn't care. Like, he doesn't get injured very often. Well, he got injured in the playoffs this year, I think. But, like, it's like OG Anunoby, like, he got hit. I know he was injured a little bit throughout the season. Mikal Bridges is he's Iron Man. He does not even get injured.
Karl Anthony Towns sometimes I think with his legs something happens.
Jalen Brunson is like you know he's already a small guard, so he already has to deal with some of that the stuff that comes with that.
But besides that, I feel like we're good. I mean we only have to focus on Gavs. Like if I'm gonna be honest with you, in the Eastern Conference, like
and
everybody else is
whoever
just
comes out the West, which would probably be the Thunder again.
Probably. I don't know if there's any other team. Maybe Lakers find Magic there and LeBron goes back to 2018.
He's not going back to 2018. He's too old to do that. If LeBron, well, I mean, you gotta remember they still have Luka and
they do.
Mind you, he's gonna be playing a full year in LA and we know who Luka can be and is. So it's like,
and he's skinny now. So
yeah, well, hopefully
for now.
He can stay skinny.
For now.
Yeah, so skinny Luka might go back to how he was moving in his rookie year.
He was dunking and everything.
He was moving like, I don't know he was moving like, bro, but
if Tracy McGrady.
If he starts dunking on people like he was, bro, I'm gonna be like, whoa. I'm like, all right, he's locked. if LeBron and Luka win a ring, which I think can happen,
they would just have to be here, like, in terms of like how they play.
Yeah, like Ayton has to like play like, not like amazing, but he needs to play like at least like give him, we got you here, he got to give us at least like 15-10 and at least like a block and a half a game. Like, if you're going to be our starting center, like, I need you to at least like, because I know he can score. He can score and he can rebound. He just can't play defense. He's like super, super, like his motor is just like. His
defense ability is so bad.
Super, super lazy.
That's the reason Phoenix traded him all those years ago, bro.
And then he's just been rotting on the Blazers, just like putting out empty stats on him. Shitty-ass team. It's just like,
not good. But if he can go back to that self and actually play some form of defense, I think we're scared this year.
Yeah, it's like, I really do. Like, the rest of it, like, the bench is, like, is, yeah, it's kind of, it's there.
I mean, you got some pieces. You got Rui Hachimura. You have, you know.
They signed,
I don't know if Cam Reddish is still there. He might have left.
I don't know.
But they got some pieces.
They have the star power. Just with Luka and LeBron alone. Even with LeBron getting old, it's like...
You have Austin Reeves, too.
Like. And Austin Reeves, too, hopefully he'll play just as good as he played last year, or even play even better. But, like, I mean, I see Austin Reeves as just, like, a prime-ish Klay Thompson without defense. He's not primarily a spot-up shooter. Like, he can create his own shot. But, like, the dynamic of the team, it kind of reminds me of, like the KD Warriors ish, like LeBron is like KD. He's not literally KD, but it's like you have LeBron, who's the star small forward. You got Luka, who's a star
point guard,
and then you got like your. I would call Austin Reeves a sharpshooter. I feel like he's not a sharpshooter like Klay Thompson was in his prime.
Not even close, but
like dynamic wise, it kind of like gives us similar vibes. They don't have like a Draymond Green or anything, but
not maybe, really.
I don't know.
You count Jared Vanderbilt.
Hell no, he barely plays. I guess you could think of DeAndre Ayton as 2019 Warriors DeMarcus Cousins.
After he tears Achilles. That's a fun comparison, but
I be forgetting he was even on that team because he.
Me too, bro. Felt non-existent that year.
He barely played, and like if. Imagine they had prime DeMarcus Cousins on that team.
Oh, it would have been over.
Or imagine...
If they stayed healthy?
Yeah, or imagine DeMarcus Cousins, he tears Achilles, but he still plays really, really good. Like, even without KD, they might still win the ring. Maybe.
It just went all to hell when Klay got injured.
Yeah, once Klay got injured, it was like... It was just Curry and Draymond, and like, Kawhi was on BTA that year, bro.
Which, by the way, he has never been the same since.
I mean, but he's been injured.
But, bro, that's every year. That's like saying, hey, somebody plays like LeBron 1 year, but all of a sudden the next 7 years, he start getting injured, back problems, knee problems, head problems, ACL tear. Like, bro, it's every year.
The Clippers have been doomed since they got Chris Paul, bro.
I just don't know, bro.
Like, the Clippers have had the teams to make to the finals, like, for the last, like, maybe 20 years. Or maybe not. That's a little too long. Like, 10, 15 years-ish. And they just... They can't get over the hump. They had Kawhi, PG, James Harden, Russell Westbrook all on the same team at one point in time. They weren't all in their prime, but still, they had all those players on at the same time. And they couldn't even get to the conference finals. The one time they went to the conference finals, Kawhi wasn't even playing. It was Paul George. He was carrying the living shit out of that team. And then they got smoked by the Suns that year. Even if they made it to the finals, they weren't beating the Bucks.
They were not beating the Bucks.
I actually.
Even if Kawhi came back, I don't think they would have beat them.
It's like Kawhi tearing it's an ACL. Now he got something going on with I don't even know, some undergoing investigation going on with him. So I don't even know. I don't even know who's playing this year.
He might even get released because of that.
I'm not signing him because watch him not even. Well, I mean, if he gets released, somebody's gonna sign him. But like I don't even want to take the risk of drafting him in my fantasy league. Next thing you know, he's not even on the team. Oh,
this is phone time.
Oh,
my fault.
You good? Don't worry about it.
It happens whenever they didn't charge the battery good. Far away. Okay. Ugh. God. I'll switch that. But like I said, like, I just don't think he's going to be reliable. I really don't. Like, he's just not going to be that person. I just feel like Kawhi is just the type of person to just be injured every single season. He produced one good season, one elite season, and then all of a sudden he goes to hell in injuries. Why didn't this happen in the Spurs era? Why didn't this happen with the Toronto for that 1 year, bro? Is it just the nutrition program? Is it L.A.? Is it, like, what's the problem?
After one, the Spurs, he did get injured a few. Like, that year, they won, like, 67 games.
67 games.
They won, like, 67 games. And he rolls his ankle against the Warriors in the playoffs, and then they lose. Like, that year, I think they're beating the Warriors because that's before they even get KD. So
he was on one that year.
Yeah, I think he was like second or third MVP. Like during the Spurs, like after LeBron leaves the Heat, like he was playing pretty damn good. He won DPOY twice. Yeah, I think twice. And he had a good team around him. He had LaMarcus Aldridge for like I don't know like a year or two, and. His team was good. His team was good enough to win 68 games in the era where they had the Warriors, they had the Rockets, they had what other team? I can't. The
Warriors, Rockets,
the Clippers, ever since Toronto, because Toronto, he didn't really. I don't know what happened. He just like didn't get any injuries. It's like after that, it's just been like.
I think 2020 was his most non-injured year.
Yeah, and they didn't get past second round.
They got choked in the second round. That's what they did. Yeah, Paul George hits the backboard. I'm like, what? That was embarrassing.
That was
a disgrace.
I don't even know what else to say to that, bro. I vividly remember that too. I just remember all the memes. It was like, I'm like, damn, bro, like this is bad.
The Clippers fans were talking all year, we're better than the Lakers. God damn it, we're going to get there. They was making memes like,
Paul George,
this is who y'all thought was better than LeBron?
Paul George literally shot the Clippers out of the playoffs. Literally.
Did you see the RDC skit? Kawhi, I never want to see you say that you're better in another sentence with LeBron James. Never.
Bro,
not in the same paragraph. Not in the same
message. RDC World is bad fucking funny, bro. I actually love this kid so much, bro. They make the perfect skits for, like, every, like, NBA, like, story that's going on. It's, like, actually so funny, bro.
I know.
WRDC World.
Like, bro. You remember the Adam Silver one after the Phoenix Suns got exposed? I think 2021? Mark came in with like a white bald head and was like, "Chris Paul, you can't be doing that."
Oh,
remember?
I remember that.
Yeah,
I low-key forgot that even happened. I kind of forgot about that whole thing.
And then all the LeBron skits.
LeBron skits.
Yeah, iconic. Those were good times, bro.
Good times.
All I'm saying is. He's not the same player anymore. Kawhi's not.
He's never going to be. And he's getting old. Like he's getting old. He's probably to just be as injury prone as he was before. Mm-hmm. Now he has this whole thing going on with this whole investigation. It's not making it look any better for him. So
it's looking rough right now. But hey, at least we got the OKC Thunder. At least we got the Minnesota Timberwolves because Anthony Edwards is a bad man. A very bad man. He reminds me of Kobe, young Froby Kobe.
Everybody keeps saying that. Or they'll be like, they remind him of a young MJ. But I'm like, nah.
Not young MJ.
Young MJ was a different man. Young Kobe, I can kind of see it.
Because Kobe wasn't playing in his first couple of years. People forget that. And then in like 1999, he actually started playing. And he was playing like all right. Like I think 20-ish points per game, I think.
Yeah, and then once like the 2001 hit, like he locked in.
That was when Shaq came in. Can't lie.
Shaq was there. He was in L.A. since 90.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
96. It was 96. No, there's no way.
No, he got. There's no way. They didn't do anything. He.
You serious?
Yeah, he left.
I thought Shaq was in Orlando from like 94 all the way to like 98.
Nah, Shaq gets drafted to Orlando 91. I'm pretty sure.
91
or 92? Seriously? Yeah, and he's there.
What?
Because they go to the finals in 90.
I didn't even know.
94, 95, they lose. Whoa. And I think he leaves the next year, so he's on the Lakers from 95 to 96.
Oh, but that makes sense, though. Cause like, I think I wasn't counting. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think Kobe gets drafted the same year Shaq signs to Lakers, or mm-hmm. the year after he gets drafted. But they were like, they were good. They were Kobe's young, Shaq is also young, and but once 99, 2000 hit, like Shaq like locked the hell in, won MVP the next year. Then he won three straight.
Became dominant, unstoppable.
Yeah, I think, like, not because I was going to say, like, because you were talking about Will earlier, how he's the most dominant player, but it's like Will.
No.
Besides.
Listen, I thought he was most dominant of his time, but, like, most dominant ever.
Bro, most dominant ever, not including Will, because he's just a mystery. I think it's Shaq.
Bro, you can't stop him.
Yeah,
it was impossible to.
Like, you can say like, you couldn't stop Curry and like LeBron, like don't because like yes, they were dominant, but like Shaq,
like you knew what he was gonna do, and you couldn't stop it.
Like
he got as soon as he got the ball in the post, bro, it was
you're
over.
You're just cooked, bro.
You're cooked. He's either gonna and you hit the floor bound like that, or a hook shot, or
you just it'll just turn around, and just dunk it on your head, and push you to the ground. That's it.
Hangs on the rim, set in front of you, like bro.
There's nothing you could do about it.
Like I would be terrified to go up against that, bro.
280 pounds. I don't know how heavy he was. 280, 290.
You thought he was 200? That dude was 300+ pounds. 350 pounds.
Nah, not
300. I swear to God, Shaq was that big at one point in his career.
No, oh no, he probably was. He's probably like 300, like later in his career, but like
325, I think he was.
Like peak Lakers years, he was probably like 290 of just pure muscle, pure muscle. I think
he was like 300 pounds.
He could have been 300 because I keep forgetting he was 7 foot like one. So, but I don't know.
He's most dominant ever because of that. But Will for his time is an impressive man. That's all I'm saying.
Bro,
maybe
half the people, not even half the people, most of the people that are on this campus weren't even born when Will was cooking the league.
Well, I don't think anybody was. I mean, nah, maybe probably, some of the, like, the deans.
Yeah, no, not even the deans. Because like, most of our deans are pretty young.
Well, there's one dean that's, like, in her 50s, but, like.
That's still not a lot. To, like, the 70s. Will was, like. 50s, 60s. Like so you have to find like a board trustee or something. Like, I don't know, some donor that's been like in ACWS since like it became a school in like the 20s, bro. And nobody's probably
even that. I don't think anybody like that's a student here was like saw MJ play at all. I don't think.
Well, because
he played till 2003.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could count it. There's like, probably a few people.
They would have to be 23, 24.
Yeah, I like, mean, there's some people who are like 30 who are here.
You're being serious?
Yeah, I have a person in my class who I don't know how old he is, but he looks like he's like 30 or 40. But
oh my god!
So he probably saw MJ play.
Yeah, he probably would. 95, like he was a toddler, but you know.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan,
exactly.
Michael Jeffrey.
Greatest of all time. Greatest of all time.
LeBron Raymond James.
Come on.
LeBron.
What do you feel about those memes?
What memes?
The memes, like where they were making songs about LeBron.
LeBron James. That song is fire, bro. I don't care, bro. They didn't make songs like that for Michael Jordan, though.
Well, obviously, who's going to be on YouTube in 1994, bro?
Bro, they could have still made songs for him, bro. Like, Biggie could have made
it. Eminem would have been on the beat or something back then.
Yeah, I mean, they music was a thing back then. Now we just got YouTube and stuff, so people can make little parody songs and stuff.
Exactly, but like,
you are my sunshine.
Look, an actual good song, though, what, Forever? You know that song?
You don't know Forever? Oh, yeah, I know that song.
Yeah. That song was just perfect.
Peak song.
Back when Drake actually liked LeBron. Back when all the countries were in peace.
Back when all the rappers were peace. Back when who was Obama was president? What year was that?
2007, 2008. So maybe it was just when he got elected.
Obama. Well, it was like beginning of Obama, like end of.
What's his name? Clinton? Bush?
That was peak. Even though I was like two or three. But like going back to it as I'm like,
wow.
It's like, it's so weird. Like LeBron has been in the league since I've been born. And he was in the league.
He's been in the league before you were born.
Yeah, he was in the league 4 years before four years before I was born. He's been dominating the league since I've been born.
I'm pretty sure he's been in the league longer than most people have been here on this campus.
Yeah, like...
like, an age. Like,
exactly, bro. Like, bro, there's literally 40-year-olds on this campus. They're the same age as LeBron, but they're just not LeBron, bro. Like, they're not locked in like LeBron, but they just...
nobody can be really LeBron, bro.
I could be LeBron. I think I can be next LeBron.
You remind me of AD.
AD.
The way you play. Because, bro, I'm just saying that release looks identical to him, first of all. Second of all, you do good defense, which is good. You get rebounds and then put them back up, which is a little bit AD.
I wish that's a
good comparison.
I wish I played like AD. I be shooting the ball too much, though. AD don't be shooting like that.
You'd be surprised.
Like, my friends would just call me Kristaps Porzingis because all he does is shoot threes. I'm mad tall. All I be doing is shooting, bro. But like, I don't know. I like shooting the ball. I like going to the rack too. Especially now, I'm taller now. I can like dunk and stuff too.
How tall are you exactly?
Like 6'3". I'm probably 6'3". I don't
six
know.
6'3".
I went to the doctor in the summer. They said I wasn't 6'3", but like, my roommate is supposedly 6'5", and he's like an inch and a half taller than me. So I don't think I'm 6'4".
Either he's lying or
I just grew all of a sudden this summer. Like, but between me going to the doctor and me being here. So I think I'm 6'3". I'm at least 6'3". And I don't think he's 6'5". I think he's like 6'4" and like maybe a half or something like that. Because no, he's 6'5". There's no way.
I mean, what do you think I play as? Because I had Lou on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and he told me what I usually play as, but I want to see what you think.
I gotta think, cause like you're really passive. Like you're pass first. I can tell.
Like doing the Chris Paul narrative and just pass the ball I have an open window.
Like you don't pass it as soon as you get the ball, but like you usually look to pass. Like you literally you get to like a spot and you usually look to pass. But like if you're wide open, you'll shoot the ball.
I will. Because I play smart. That's what I do. Yeah. I try and play to win. I'm not like some of the other people that just like try and score as many buckets as I can. Because, bro, everybody's going to try and do that. Like, and I'm trying to be different.
And you're physical and defense too. But I know you play football, so that kind of just comes to it. Because I used to play basketball like that too when I stopped playing football. I'm trying to think. Like you play good defense. You play physical defense.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of play all around. Like you you're not primarily a wing. Well, I guess you're more so a wing defender, but like you can hold your own in the paint. I guess like if somebody's driving, like you're not.
Like if somebody's big, like Steph, I can definitely hold my own.
Yeah, I would say like. Yeah, there's like so many NBA players. Like, I can't single it down to like one.
I mean, I got a couple that like fit other teammates. Like, Devin is Devin Booker, is his name and his style. Yeah. Lou, KD, because he's that big and can shoot from anywhere.
KD? Like,
I would, and Steph. Steph is like a younger Jokic before Jokic got fat. And I'm not saying Jokic
Steph,
now.
Steph, low-key, Steph reminds me of like DeMarcus Cousins.
DeMarcus Cousins?
Because he plays really physical once he gets into the paint.
Yeah.
And he shoots the ball. And DeMarcus Cousins shoots. But like Jokic, like he, even young Jokic, like he kind of just.
I was trying to say younger Jokic because at least then he was playing somewhat defense, but like.
Yeah, but like, yeah, like Cousins, I mean, King's Cousins, he played good enough defense. Like, he, because he, yeah, I feel like Steph plays physical basketball. Like, I feel like he reminds me of Cousins.
I mean, that's the football aspect coming in, too, so.
I'm trying to give you a good comparison. But I don't want you to tell me what other people said. Yeah. Like, I don't want to.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I don't
want to
be
just
like, ah, oh, that's a good one. I was going to say that. I'm lying to myself.
I've gotten a lot. Like
a lot of different ones?
Different types of comparisons. From my friends back at home and also people here. So, but. Either way, it's got to be somebody with good defense. At least you know that.
Like. I don't know why I thought of Amon Shumpert. Like
Amon Shumpert.
Like, when he was on like the Knicks, but like, he's like athletic. Like he like can jump out the roof. Like you're athletic, but like, if you were like dunking, I probably would say Amon Shumpert.
I'm trying to get there. I'm very much trying to get there.
Now you know Sam reminds me of Amon Shumpert a little bit. Because he's athletic, and he likes to get to the rim. He doesn't shoot as much, and he plays pretty good defense, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just thinking about Knicks players. Raymond Felton just popped up in my head, but he was kind of...
iffy.
Yeah, he was just like a... I don't know. I'm not good with these type of questions. I'm not...
You can't think
it's not
of
even
like,
you, because I like I don't even know. I don't even know how to like describe myself as an NBA player. Sometimes I have there's like mad different names.
Yeah, I mean, just I guess it's just my personal opinion. Like this is all opinion. Like everybody has a different opinion on like what player they are. Like that's why I said you look like AD like in the way you play, but you said like DeMarcus Cousins or like I forget the player
Chris
you said,
Porzingis.
But like Kristaps Porzingis. Yeah.
That's what my friends
like,
say.
Yeah, everybody does. Like, it's just based on what you think. Luke gave me this one, and I was like, yo, I kind of see it, bro. Like,
you know, you remind me of, you know Chris Dunn?
Yeah.
You remind me of Chris Dunn.
Chris Dunn. Okay, why Chris Dunn?
Because, well, one, Chris Dunn is a really good defender. He's a really good wing defender, and he can kind of hold his own in the paint, but he's a little short.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he's primarily pass first. And he'll shoot when he's open, but like he's not the best shooter in the world. Like he's not a Klay Thompson.
I mean that's a fair comparison.
The only thing is that he's more of a lane defender. Like he'll beat you to the lane. And I feel like you're more of like a like on ball defender. Like if someone's literally dribbling on you, but like Chris Dunn is also a good on ball defender too.
I got in like comparisons. Chris Dunn. Not comparisons with Chris Dunn, but like I've gotten Lou said Patrick Beverley.
I was thinking about him too.
Another person said, well, this was a while ago when I was like in high school, Brandon Ingram, because of the fact that I used to shoot.
You kind of look like Brandon Ingram.
I look like
Brandon especially
Ingram.
with the cornrows now too, because Brandon Ingram always be rocking cornrows, so.
But he would be looking high out of his mind, man.
Oh, like, no, he did. Like, no, he still does.
Oh, my God. I can't get over that look, man.
Nah, you don't play like, you know what? Luke kind of plays like Brandon Ingram.
Who, Luke?
Yeah. I wouldn't say KD because KD is like, that's like.
Or Lou. Oh.
Yeah. Lou is like, KD's like high. I would say like Brandon Ingram because Brandon Ingram is like.
That's a good ceiling.
He's like the Goodwill version of like KD. Like, you can like.
Fair.
He's, yeah. I feel like KD's a little too high.
You would have to be like a different level of greatness.
Lou ain't that good. he ain't KD. He ain't KD. Oh. He ain't Kevin Durant.
Lord, forget that you see this.
Yeah. But Brandon Ingram is still good. He plays like KD, but he's just not KD.
That's true.
That's all I'm saying. That's all true.
Okay. And the last comparison is Kawhi. Like Spurs Kawhi Leonard. Not Toronto Kawhi Leonard. That was a different Kawhi Leonard.
That's a little elite Sterling's too. I'm not going to lie.
Rookie Spurs Kawhi.
Okay. Rookie Kawhi. I can kind of see.
Like that. They said that. They wanted to like clarify. Rookie Spurs Kawhi.
You got Leonard. The cornrows now too. Like you just Kawhi. You Brandon Ingram. You Carmelo Anthony.
Chill. Yo, I'm not that good of a scorer, but like if I get the ball, I'm gonna shoot it, bro.
Just cannot lose confidence. With a jab step, and just
and then just launch face. That thing, just and then all of a sudden it just airballs.
Bro.
And then Lou be saying, "Damn, golly." Okay. I'm gonna end it because I know it's like five. We have to get to practice very soon.
Oh,
that's a fact. That's
I gotta
try
my
phone. Oh, R.I.P. Don't worry. I'll let you go. Don't worry. Right. I appreciate you, bro, being on the show. Got you.
Thank you for having me, bro.
No problem. I'll see y'all next time on Gay Day Gridiron. Stay sturdy.
Fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Flyer than a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, ho. Not DOC, but similar to them letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do, take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels and the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect this. Shoot at you actors like movie directors.